we're trying not to talk about yesterday's game and about Vladdy not playing, which is probably good because I think everybody kind of had their say on
walk
that.
Walk away. Yeah.
Walk away from it. But Dan, I did want to, look, you've been around, you've been a baseball fan before you were a reporter in this city. And, you know, Kevin made an interesting point about how passionate people seem to be about Vladdy Jr. Now, they were passionate about Jose Bautista when he was here. And, you know, those great teams were the 2015, 2016 Jays were a lot of fun to watch. And a lot of people really, really hooked up to them. But, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday. Vladdy seems to me to be the type of guy that it may take 3 years for this thing to get on the rails properly. And Vladdy may be the one of the few players I've seen, Danny, who may be able to carry this franchise along until it gets good.
Yeah, I think it's really on a lot of different levels. And I agree with Kevin. People are passionate about this kid. They're passionate about him because we've heard about him for, relatively speaking, so long.
Yep.
And because there's not a lot right now to get excited about, because, you know, the team is in a rebuilding mode and he's supposed to be the centerpiece of the next great Blue Jays team, hopefully, you know, if it happens. So they're passionate because of that. They're passionate because his dad played in Montreal. They're passionate because he's got a great smile and kind of lights up a room, and they're passionate because he, you know, hits the tar out of the ball. So, it's interesting. Like, I think yesterday was just as much about the holiday as it was about Vladdy. I don't know how you guys feel. I totally get the fact that, you know, he got hurt in the spring and they want to be careful. They're not contending this year anyways, although they can't, you know, they don't say that obviously. So, but they want to make sure that he works himself into the condition that he needs to be the best that he can be. I get all that. But I think if they had sat him tonight, I think they might have got 10% of the pushback that they got yesterday. I think it's Vladdy and people are coming from Aurelia, Kingston and Belleville and wherever else because it's a holiday to see a baseball game. But I think a lot of it had to do because it was the holiday. And you know, we all get a little goofy about the May 2-4 weekend. It's a big weekend for people. That's right. And you know, like Kevin, you've been here long enough, but you know, you weren't born here, but I'm sure you get it too. And Jeff, you and I are Canadians and it's, this is a big weekend. It's a big holiday. So
it's a weekend summer starts for all of us.
It's a summer. It's the celebration of the start of summer because summer's really, really, really short in this country. And we like to get everything out of it that we can. And so, you know, I have a lot of memories of going with family and friends before I was working, even while I'm working, to Canada Day games and to Victoria Day games. And those are, to me, those have always been the two biggest days on the summer calendar. And Victoria Day is like, if Canada Day is one, which it is, Victoria Day is 1A. It's big. It's right there with it, I think.
Yeah, you know, it just looks like the people are coming to see what the future could look like, right? And they were so excited in their cars coming down, and then sort of their bubble was bursted, and they didn't get to watch that.
Yeah, and again, why, you know, could it have been done in Chicago? I don't know. And you know, the Blue Jays say scheduled off day, adhering to a plan. And you know, to their credit, they're very consistent in doing what they feel is right. And if fans are unhappy, they're going to stick to the plan. And you know, this will blow over. In a lot of ways, it has blown over already, I think, for the most part. I haven't, you know, looked around on social media today to see what people are saying about it. But, you know, in the moment, I think it was one, like you said, and people were listening to you guys yesterday as they were in their cars making their way down to the game. It upset them. But, you know, I don't know if it was, I don't want to say it was intentional. I don't think they purposely held him out on a holiday. But I don't know if it was considered that it was a holiday, if there was another way it could have been done. Could it have been done tonight? Or again, if the Blue Jays feel, hey, this is the plan, we're sticking to it. He had never played whatever it was, 7 in a row, and we didn't want to do it, and we're going to slowly stretch him out because this is kind of his spring training stuff.
Yeah, now, Dan, we'll move on a little bit from this. What do you think the Blue Jays front office are going to look for from this team? You know, they always say that good competition brings out the best in you. Well, the Blue Jays team is going to face the Red Sox a couple more days, the Padres, who are up and coming, Tampa Bay, and the Rockies. In those little bit of games, what do you think they're looking for from their team individually? Because this is a very individual look, right?
Yeah. And the toughness is they haven't played the Yankees yet. Like they have, of the 38 games they will play this year against the Red Sox and Yankees, they've played three. They still have 35 to go. Cool. So, again, you know, as we talked about before the year, I think – this year is not about wins and losses. It shouldn't be about wins and losses. If a fan, and I understand, you know, we're all fans of various teams and various sports, but if you make this year about wins and losses, it's going to be a tough year. Because so to answer your question, Kevin, I think it's about continued, to me, it's always been about continued development of the young players. So for the team they have right now, over the next couple of weeks, you want to see Vladdy just keep getting comfortable, keep swinging the bat, keep putting up good numbers. And then the guys I focus on the most are the guys I think have a chance to be here in a year or two or three. So, you know, is Danny Jansen going to be able to keep swinging the bat well as he did in Chicago? Is Trent Thornton, can he build on the last two starts that he's had? Is Tim Mayza solidifying himself as a legit go-to left-handed reliever out of the bullpen? Those are kind of the guys I'm thinking about the most, the guys who I think have a really good chance of being here in, you know, 2021, 2022.
Now, Marcus Stroman will start tonight for the Blue Jays. And, you know, obviously since the start of the spring training, we've kind of wondered what the future is going to hold for Marcus and Aaron Sanchez with this team. We've seen in recent weeks there have been some chatter about teams that might be interested in them. Dan, how do you think this plays out? And is your opinion of how it played out or how it's going to play out, has it changed over the course of the year? Because, you know, I'm not certain, certainly in the case of Aaron, I don't know if you get value for Aaron Sanchez right now. And beyond that, Dan, there's nobody who can pitch. I mean, I can't put it any other way. They've got nobody other than Sanchez and Stroman who can get me an inning right now.
Yeah. It's funny because I've waffled back and forth a dozen times on this. I don't know if you guys have as well.
Yeah.
And I will freely admit to you, Jeff, I have no feel for this situation right now. And so I'm just throwing darts at a dartboard on this. If you had said to me, you know, a year ago, who do you think they keep? Who do you think they trade? I would have said, I think they might keep Sanchez, you know, and try to sign him. And I think they will trade Stroman. And then in the offseason, I bounced back and forth. And now, as you said, I don't think they'll get value for Sanchez. I think other teams will not give up what the Blue Jays feel Sanchez is worth. Because I think we all feel, because we, in 2016, if he's healthy and he's throwing strikes, he's a really good pitcher, a really good pitcher. He's had a little trouble with his command, and he hasn't been 100% healthy. He's had a couple of finger issues this year. And you know, from the outside looking in, teams say, well, he had a finger issue in 17, and he had a finger issue in 18 and 9. And they're all different. That's the crazy thing. They're all different. Maybe they're related. I don't know. But I agree with you. I don't think they get value for him. And if you're not going to get value, there's really no point in trading him. Mm. Keep him and see if he can turn it around and become that pitcher that we know he can be and that he's been. Stroman is interesting too, because he's great. He's got value. He's pitching really well. You could get something for him. But as you said, the starting pitching situation in the organization is not great right now. I think it could be good, but I don't think it can be good really soon. You know, Pearson's at AA, Murphy's at AA. Pardinho, who they like a lot, is like 18 years old. So he's a ways away. You know, TJ Zoik hasn't pitched yet this year. They're not in an ideal situation to rebuild a rotation from scratch right now. The difficulty is if you keep Stroman and then you decide next year you want to trade him, you won't get as much because teams only get him for 1 year instead of, you know, for half a season instead of a season and a half. So sorry for the long answer. And I really don't know. This one, and this is huge. This might be the biggest decision, the Blue Jays have to make this year, is what to do with those two guys. And it may come down to, does somebody make a phone call and to the Jays and make them an offer they can't refuse? But, you know, they'll get value for Stroman. The question is, do they feel they have enough to, you know, finish out a season and beyond and beyond and beyond without him? Because they've got to get some of these guys at single A, double A, closer to the big leagues and pitching well, for them to feel good about putting a rotation together for next year and beyond.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of questions with the Blue Jays for sure. But I want to change gears just a little bit and ask you about the National League East and about the Nationals. You know, every guy that comes on here that knows stuff about baseball, I want to ask about the same team all the time. And I don't really know why that is. Every time I watch them play, I don't have any idea why they're not winning. And they're nine games under 500, and they're nine games out of the National League East. If I would have told you that they were going to be nine games out and nine games under 500, what would you have said to me?
I would have said, no way.
Yeah.
Now, they've had some injuries, which is part of it, but a lot of teams have had injuries, and the Yankees have had way more than anybody else, and they're like nine games over 500, whatever they are.
Yeah.
So I didn't think losing Harper was going to be something that knocked them back to fourth place. I thought, you know, they've got two great young outfielders in Soto and Robles, and now that opened up a spot for them. And when you start off with, I think the thing with them, Kevin, one thing is they've got some stars. They're top heavy with big name stars. Yeah. You know, you look at their rotation, you start off with Scherzer, Strasburg, and Corbin, and you're doing great. But 4-5, they struggle. Bullpen, they struggle. I think Trey Turner, who just came back, you know, Trey Turner is a great player. I don't know how familiar everybody in Toronto is with him, but he's a great player. And they lost him for 6 weeks. They lost Zimmerman. They lost Ryan Zimmerman. They lost Matt Adams. They had some injuries. So, but it's always seemed to me in the Harper era and even this year, like something's just a little bit, the chemistry's not right.
I think we're dropping Danny's phone line. We'll have to get him back. We've only got a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Danny's point about the Nationals is right. I don't know what. Okay, we're back with Dan Shulman. Danny, sorry about that. Please continue.
Yeah.
No, it's probably on my end. So I'm actually going to see him next weekend, but there's just something that feels a little off to me there. And, you know, they've changed managers. They don't have their superstar anymore. They've made all kinds of changes, but something feels a little bit strange. But one problem they have is their bullpen is terrible right now, and they should be winning more games than they are. But I think they are, at best, the third-best team in the National League East right now. I think Atlanta and Philadelphia are noticeably better than them right now.
You talked about them needing bullpen help. We are getting close to the June draft date, at which point Craig Kimbrell and Dallas Keuchel, the compensation picks attached to them, fall away. Do you have any read on where these two may end up?
I think they're both going to sign. I hope they're both going to sign. I can't see how either one feels they're in a better position by sitting out the whole year, but I think Atlanta is a good possibility for Kimbrell. He's got history there. He pitched there. They could use some help in the bullpen. I think Milwaukee is a team, both for Keuchel and for Kimbrell, that could be a possibility. I think if Milwaukee gets another starting pitcher, it makes them really good, and they're really good already. And maybe there's a Kimbrell reunion in Boston. I don't know. They still don't. They're, you know, as we talked about in the broadcast last night, they've used different guys to close games, and maybe they take a shot at Kimbrell on a one-year deal. But it all comes down to what these guys want to sign for. I mean, you heard rumors that Kimbrell wanted like a 5 or 6 year deal. That's not happening.
Right.
And then you hear rumors that Keuchel says, I'll sign a one-year deal, but it's got to be for more than the qualifying offer, which is like $18 million. At this point of the season, that's not happening. You know, so these guys are going to have to swallow their pride a little bit if they want to play baseball this year. Right now, I think the teams are in the position of power more than these guys are, and it's a shame. You know, I'm not saying the system is broken. If a player thinks he's worth a certain amount of money, but none of the 30 teams agree with him, then he's not worth that amount of money. You know, so I hope, but they're two good pitchers. I hope they get back in there. I think Keuchel winds up in the National League. I think at this point, some American League teams are a little bit wary. 31 doesn't throw that hard. Decent year last year, but hasn't pitched for a couple of months. How long would it take him to get up to speed and be able to throw 100 pitches in a game? You know, if you sign him second week of June, he's probably not going to be ready to pitch until the 1st of July. You're only getting half a season out of this guy.
Right.
So I don't think he's going to be able to get anywhere near the money that he hopes he was going to get.
No, and I think you're right. I think if you're him, you pick a nice ballpark with a big field that you can.
Some money's better than no money. That's what I say.
Yep.